Hi, it's Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam. I hope you're doing well. This is a Whosoever Will channel and podcast. Why? Because God is a Whosoever Will God. I'm going to hop right into sharing this thought with you today. Actually, it's a scripture. 1 John 3:11. For this is the message you heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. When we think about the beginning, generally we are thinking about in the beginning. In the beginning. If we've heard the message in the beginning, then we've also heard the message from the beginning. In the beginning was God. God is love. And so the message ultimately is love. Agape. Perfected love. Love that is not manipulative or abusive. Love that is not, that seeks to elevate and edify, not to destroy and degrade. Love that heals and restores. Love that brings hope. Love that challenges, but is also willing to help you walk the walk. Love that is honest and pure. Love that seeks the best for others rather than only the best for itself. For this is the message you heard from the beginning, that you and I should love one another. We define love in ways that makes it impossible for it to be pure. We define love in ways, let me rephrase a little bit. We define love in ways out of our imperfection, which means every definition that we have of love is going to fall short because we are not always pure in our desires. We define things based on limited knowledge. God is infinite and therefore has infinite knowledge. And despite everything God knows, he still says, this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. Jesus tells us in the New Testament, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength, and you should be able to finish that by now. If you've heard my other segments, your neighbor as yourself. This is the message that you've heard from the beginning. We want to do everything but that. We want to do everything but love one another. And yet that's the answer. It's always been the answer to the test. It's the reason why we still have tests. It's because to burn off spiritually, to spiritually burn off the thing that is at odds with that one principle. It is the answer. It is the answer. It is the fulfillment of the law. When we love, we won't offend. When we love, we won't dishonor, disrespect, degrade, destroy. When we love, we will do what's right, not only based on our opinions, but based on what's best for other people. When we love, the entirety of humanity benefits, not just a certain group or certain people. When we love, everyone has what they need, and many have what they want also. When we love, we don't look to technology to make the world better, because technology is not the world. It's something the world should be using to make the world better. When we love, we end up with less of the things we say we don't want and more of the things we claim we do want. When we love, we are willing to put our money where our mouths are. This is the message we've heard from the beginning. In the beginning It's the message we've heard all along. But because we prefer to learn by experience rather than obedience, God is more than happy to oblige us. Okay, we'll just keep going through this until you get it. So anyone that's complaining either about the state of the world or whatever, ask yourself the question, am I being love? Am I love? Am I loving in a, am I seeking to love? Because only God can love through us in a way that's perfect. We are not perfect. So we have to rely on God in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit to love through us. And what we get from that is that we are also then loved and able to be a vessel through which God can deliver and love others. So let's stop complaining. Let's stop giving lip service to love and actually become love. The farmer doesn't look for the harvest. The farmer plants the seed, then looks for the harvest. We want to look for the harvest and say, oh, no, that's not the harvest I want. But no, you planted the seed. So if the harvest that you want is love perfected, then you have to plant the seed of love perfected, which you can only do in and through Christ, which only you can only do through God himself, because he is the only one that is love. This is the message we've heard from the beginning. Why don't we get it? Because why haven't we gotten it yet? Because we don't want to get it yet. It's too simple, and it's hard, and yet simple at the same time. But we like complicated things. We like to think that we're doing something because we bow the knee to ego. Ego says, oh, no, you got this. Just keep doing what you're doing. Well, how many thousands of years later and we're still doing the same things over and over again? The only thing that changes are the people's names, like the names, the places. That's what changes, the scenery and the characters. It's still the same stuff. There's nothing new under the sun. So if what you say you want isn't truly what you want, then stop saying it. Everybody can. Anybody that's operating in the Spirit of God or that's discerning on any level can tell the difference anyway. So you're really just deceiving yourself thinking that everybody else can't tell the difference. If you really want love, you have to start with you and ask yourself why you're not willing to do it. And stop blaming other people. It's not to say nobody else did anything. We all did. Everybody's done something. Some more than others, some less than others. Some nothing at all yet. But we have the opportunity. This is the message that you've heard from the beginning. I'm saying, we're telling you in different ways. I'm letting you see it in different ways. I'm letting you go through your process. I'm letting you do all these things, but nothing is different. It's not, the message is not going to change. The purpose is not going to change. What is your purpose? I need my purpose. I can't find your purpose. Let me tell you what your purpose is. Your purpose is to allow the perfected love of God to come not just to you, but through you to others. That's the purpose. Ultimately, everything we go through is about that thing right there. Because when that happens, that means that there's some healing and some restoration that has taken place. That's our purpose, is to transcend the foolishness of the flesh and to really rise and overcome and live overcoming lives. This is the message you and I have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Thanks for joining me. I agape you. I bless you and your household. I speak life. Pray healing and restoration over every part of your life. Spirit, soul, and where needed, body. Thank you for spending some time here with me today. My name is Michelle. Thank you for joining me on this segment of Daily Bread with Jam. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.